City Talk 105.9. Official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm. City Talk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it would be nothing.
Thank you very much for tuning in or downloading. This is Bloke Talk, courtesy of City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. We're back for another bash. I'm Duncan. Toby's here as well. Laura's here as well. And this is 60 minutes of, well, the kind of stuff that blokes kind of talk about, though. If you're shrewd and intelligent, you will have noticed that there's a lady here, because I mentioned someone by the name of Laura. We have Laura here to offer a female perspective on things. Tobes, how are you this week? Are you all right?
I'm all right, yeah.
Yeah,
what
have you been up to? Anything nice?
Good.
Worth talking about.
Working. Yeah, watching work. Football yeah, more yeah, and about long, it, really. Long football. Nothing.
Yeah, Laura, what about you? You all right?
Yeah.
Great. All right, so there's a worthy contribution kicking off Bloke Talk.
Sorry,
yeah.
I could,
it's men who can't do two things at once. I thought, can't you type and talk?
No.
All right, the reason that Laura's typing is because, last week we talked about Toby. What do you want?
Just your pen.
Last week we were talking about Toby. I need that bit of paper. Okay. Last week we were talking about Toby, and Toby Toby's single. And we kicked this around a bit, and we couldn't decide the best thing to do. So we have decided that we're going to register Toby on one of these internet dating sites. And there are a lot of them around, and the one we selected is, Sarah Beanie. You know Sarah Beanie, the woman off the telly. She's Property Ladder, isn't she? I get it confused with the other one who does location, location, location. She's Kirsty Allsop. She's bigger. Sarah Beanie does... Well, she is. It's a fact. It's not rude. Sarah Beanie does Property Ladder. And Sarah Beanie is on maternity leave, I found out. Now, how do I know this? Because I was talking to one of the people who runs Beanie's kind of internet dating website. So... and he tells me that Sarah's pregnant, so we can't get her on the show to offer Toby some top dating tips. But what we can do is get him on. So maybe next week we'll talk to Fred from this website, and we'll get Fred on to help you with some top dating tips.
Okay.
But Fred has been really useful. What he's done is he's told me how we can get you registered to begin with mysinglefriend.com. Okay. So there you are. That's what we're going to do in the first part of the show. There's loads of other things to talk about. But if we don't do this now, it'll never happen. We've got to get this up and running, because this, you know, if we don't do this, future programs might not air, because your dating experience will form the backbone of future Bloke Talks here at City Talk 105.9.
Oh,
so Laura's doing the boring bit. And what you have to do on this thing is you have to, because it's actually you recommending a friend, it's not the person who wants to date. Now, what are you doing? Oh, you want that
piece of paper?
We're so organized. Because it's the person.
Good start to the show this week, eh?
That's great. We're so organised. The person who's going to be going on the dating doesn't register themselves. It has to be a friend, hence the name of the website. So Laura is going to pretend to be Toby's friend. And what she's
Excuse
doing
me?
At the moment...
The things I do for my art.
Yeah. Your what?
My art.
Your
art.
You're registering. You're doing your details.
Yeah.
Then we're putting in Toby's details, because, of course, he's your single friend. And then we can get cracking with the really exciting stuff, like, because it's all tick boxes about the kind of stuff that the kind of ladies you're
looking
for.
Slightly concerned about.
Got to be honest with you, I had a bit of a nosy around. I had a quiet moment in the office late one night.
Oh, no.
And I went in there, because you can scan. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to register to find out who else is on there.
Right, I see.
And,
so you join once you've seen that you fancy someone.
Well, kind
of.
It's
there.
A little bit like that.
Right.
And what I did, just in the interests of research,
yeah.
I went on there and I had a look in the Merseyside area for ladies 35 to 45, because that's the bracket I fall into.
Okay.
And there's a lot of choice out there.
Right.
A lot of choice. And there's some great-looking ladies.
I hope there's a lot of choice for me as well.
So, and it was quite a long session I had. Right, so we've... Laura's registered, okay?
Yeah.
We've told them about Toby. And now what you have
Before
to do...
Before we start
what,
this, can I just ask a few questions?
Well, you can.
What happens if just... By chance, for example, during this process, I happen to meet someone away from the dating website who I quite like.
Well, that depends if we like
that
them.
That won't happen. Right, how old are you?
Thanks.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
All right. So what we need to do, and if you've done, because a lot of people are doing internet dating now. Yeah. I know a couple who got married off the back of it because there used to be a stigma about internet dating. And now more and more people are doing it because there are more single people than ever before. And it could be the way forward. So we could actually find you a future bride here, Toby.
We'd have the first ever bloke talk wedding.
Which would be great. Now
Would they pay for it?
Age, children, employment, area.
Yeah, I've done all those ones.
Okay,
I know those.
We've had to do religion.
Right, I'm not really bothered about religion.
Okay,
well,
do you want other?
Well,
what else is there? There's
or do you want to be an atheist? You could be a Sikh.
I'm definitely none of them.
Are you spiritual?
No, not really. I'm not spiritual, no.
Should we just put other?
Shinto. I beg your pardon.
Stick other down if you want, then.
Other. Well, we'll just leave it on please choose and see if...
No, you can't. You've got to give
a thing.
You have
to choose because...
Just do other. Yeah. Right, hi. How tall are you?
5'9",
you're
I am.
Quite stubby. 5'9".
So do we go for 5'5" to 5'9" or 5'9"?
No, definitely 5'9" to 6".
Before you do it, let's get a woman's perspective. What would attract you? This is
five
where we
foot
can
nine
win.
To 6
let's go with that,
because the tall men always win, correct?
Yeah, the tall men win.
Sex. Please choose male, female,
yes, please.
Or yes, please. Right.
Okay, drinking.
Now, hang on, we must give the options. Never, rarely, weekend good times, maybe even more.
What does that mean, maybe even more? During the week, like you, alcoholic.
Profession.
That's a bit harsh.
Broadcast journalist.
I'm just going to call you a journalist.
Are you?
I'm a broadcast journalist, definitely.
Well, I'm just going to call you a journalist.
Nearest town is Crosby, in fact, where I live.
Yeah, put Crosby. Because there are a lot of ladies from Merseyside, and, you know, someone who's on the Wirral might not want to go to Crosby.
It is a bit of a mission.
Oh, God, I can't spell. Crosby. No. Yeah.
Thank you.
What's practicing. What does practicing mean?
Well, I don't know. Click it.
Oh, that's about the religion. It goes left to right.
Now, you see, this is interesting. Those are what the arrows mean.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so hang on a second. Employed, arrow, profession, journalist. Area, Merseyside. Arrow, nearest town, Crosby. Other, we're not bothering with. Religion, other, practicing.
Occasional.
Non-practicing.
Are you an occasional other?
No, I'm a non-practicing other.
All right, and then...
Build.
You've left it on occasional.
All right, now, here
we go. You've left it on occasional,
Toby,
for my religion.
Be quiet, this is important. Right, build. Go on to build. Where's build gone? Click on build. Okay, are you super fit?
Hang on, you guys
are
putting
me down. No, we're supposed to choose these.
Oh, yeah, yeah, shut up.
Super fit,
slender, average, curvaceous, cuddly, well-built, skinny, athletic, fuller figure, could lose a few.
One word in there that I hate. Please don't use that one word.
I think you quite like cuddly.
Is it cuddly?
That's the word I hate.
Well, I think we go for athletic.
We're your friends and we'll decide. I think he's is chunky on there.
No, they've got...
Chunky?
Curvaceous?
Or curvaceous.
I don't think I'm curvaceous.
Let's no, you're go not. You're full not. Of
curvaceous
fit,
is a bit.
Well built.
Well built, kind of. You see. Well, yeah, all right, look, seems... the easiest thing here, we're making this too complicated. You're a woman, what would you go for? What would make you think I'm gonna kind of meet him?
I'd rather someone just called themselves average.
To be honest, I think I am quite average.
Yeah, let's go for average.
Which I know is a bit boring, but.
It's a cop-out.
Yeah, it's nice.
Sorry.
Sexuality.
Definitely straight.
Smoking.
Are you not bi?
You hate smoking.
I do not like smoking.
And education, just school, I think. It actually says just school, I think.
Yeah.
Qualification, university.
Well, this is a difficult
quals.
One because technically I did go to university, but I didn't actually get a degree.
All right, okay.
Let's go for University of London.
Right, don't know.
This is already boring. We'll fill this one out and let's get onto the tick boxes. It is City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. It's Bloke Talk. And if you just joined us, what we're doing, there are three people. I'm Duncan, Laura's here, Toby's here. Quick recap, Toby, single, needs a woman, so going to stick him on an internet dating agency. He agrees. This particular one, it's not an agency, rather, it's a matching site. This particular one involves a friend of Toby recommending him and doing his profile.
Some of those tick boxes are terrible.
And Laura and I are doing our best to make sure you get a good lady. So please choose the attributes which best describe your single friend. Now, this has got nothing to do with you.
No, we're going to go through these
Laura,
quite quickly.
Successful, what do you reckon?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say successful. A home lover. Well, he likes those swingy doors and his wardrobe, doesn't he?
No, he's not.
But he only had one plate until recently.
Yeah.
Organised? No.
No.
Terribly witty? Yeah. A little scruffy, definitely.
Yeah.
Outgoing?
Yes. Mm.
Are you a countryside? I don't know what I'm asking
you. He's not a countryside lover, as far as I know.
Enthusiastic about life? Yeah.
Heroic?
No.
Musical? Yes.
No, he likes Prince. How can you say he's musical?
He's got grade 8 in the French horn.
Have you?
Yeah.
Musical.
Well travelled. I don't think.
Comes from Crosby every day.
Work.
I don't think I that means call I'm well travelled.
No.
Work shy? Slightly clumsy?
Yes.
Yeah. Creative? Yeah. Rather chic. You got those nice watches. Yeah, let him have that one. Life and soul of the party? No. A bit independent.
Only a bit. I think I'm a bit independent,
I don't like
surely.
A bit independent.
It makes you sound like you're going to grow old and become a bachelor. Eco-conscious. No, well, you are, because he cycles everywhere.
Yeah, but he doesn't care about green issues.
Okay.
I don't think.
Pretty
Honestly,
sexy.
That's pretty not right.
Is he pretty sexy?
Well, I don't know. You're a woman. Do you think he's pretty sexy?
No. Nope.
All right. A bit of a chatterbox, yes. An open-minded person.
Getting hurt
no.
By somebody.
No. Oh, you must choose
no
more than
10.
Ah, you're joking.
Oh,
all right. Well, let's just very quickly. open-minded, outdoor type, an early bird, a pub lover, a bit of a drama queen. Loves a debate. I think he loves a debate, don't you? So click that and declick something else.
Rather chic.
Rather chic.
Okay. Loyal, possible marriage material, quite a type of deep thinker, a good listener, smartly turned out, a hopeless romantic, vivacious, sporty, intelligent, a club lover, doesn't suffer fools, not very domesticated, dependable, untapped territory, super fun, loving, a confident sort, dedicated follower of fashion.
I'm definitely a confident sort.
A hard-working person, laid-back, thoughtful, a family type,
a culture vulture.
A little dippy. I like that one. A little dippy.
Yeah.
Remove something else. Get rid of his French horn. No one cares if he plays the horn. Right?
Okay.
And that's about fine. That's all right. Well, that'll do. That's the first bit
done.
Well,
you haven't done your little dippy.
Well, come back. Why don't we do a description? We'll come back and do the description in a minute. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not do all of the exciting stuff all at once.
My goodness me.
So that's all right
so
far.
Quite upset by some of these.
No, they're all good things. They're all good things.
What, leaving pretty sexy blank?
And we're quite happy with the... Well, anyone. Would you, you're a woman. Would you seriously match yourself up with someone who's described themselves as pretty sexy?
I haven't described myself, though. You have to remember that. It's you describing me.
All right, I'll rephrase that. Would you actually go for someone whose mate described them as pretty sexy? I'd find that a little bit dodgy.
Yeah, I think as their mate... You know.
Yeah.
I've just realised through that you guys don't know me that well. There's certain things that you guys don't know.
No, maybe
me.
You don't know yourself, Tony.
All right, so we'll come back and we'll do the description of my single friend a little bit later on this hour. I think that's a good idea to do because that'll be quite good fun. City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. It is Bloke Talk. Laura, Toby and Duncan here. Loads of things I want to talk about. I want to talk about the amount of students I've noticed back in the city.
Yeah, they're all back.
They're all back. And I've kind of noticed that, and this is really hard for me, and this could be good for you, okay, because you're a younger man than me. How old are you?
24.
Right, I'm over 10 years older than you, okay? And there comes a point when you're a man and you reach a certain age and maybe you've got, you know, kids at home where you actually, whilst... You see these young students and they look very attractive. You feel wrong about thinking those thoughts, okay? And I've reached those points. I've reached that point because, you know, I'm a man, I'm a father, okay? And I'm just, you know, I mean, I don't hold with this, you know, it's perfectly okay to look, all right? And admire the beauty of a woman. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. But I started reaching this conclusion. Well, I actually just feel quite bad. If I see a young, good-looking student, and let's be honest, it's hard not to in Liverpool at the moment because there are loads of them everywhere. And I just kind of feel... bit wrong, so I stopped doing it. But it's good news for you.
They're very young. The first year, very young.
I always think, though, I've always had this theory about students since I was at uni that you can spot a fresher an absolute mile off. They just look slightly lost somehow, particularly in the early couple of months. They seem to sort of wander around slightly aimlessly, amazed at this huge new world that they're discovering, having left home for the first time. 18, you know, going out every night, slightly dazed from all the alcohol they've consumed.
Yeah.
You can spot them a mile off, so I think that's fair enough. That,
well, you two have both been to university, haven't you?
Yeah, I finished, Toby.
What was your Freshers Week like?
Oh, it was fantastic.
What did you do?
Well, actually, in Freshers Week, everyone's trying to be everyone's best friend straight away.
Yeah.
And you talk about what A-levels you did and stuff, and then you take the mickey out of each other's accents.
Did you ever have a boyfriend at university?
No.
Okay, that's interesting. Because Freshers Week, isn't it supposed to be, as a world I don't understand because they wouldn't let me in, isn't it supposed to be this kind of, you know, where you kind of meet people and sleep with them?
I think the whole of university is supposed to be like that. But for some people.
For some people. How was your Freshers Week?
I don't really remember.
Was it really
to
that
be
bad?
Honest. It was. I lost quite a lot of weight because all I consumed pretty much for about 2.5 weeks was liquid. And it was not a healthy first couple
of
weeks.
How do you afford to do that?
You
go to the bars
where
it's 50p a pint for student nights, and you drink. You can go out and be hammered on a fiver.
Hasn't that got to be the answer to the credit crunch?
Yeah.
Become a student.
Become a student.
Become a student. Because well, you can live off fake beans at 25p a tin, get a pint for 50p. What else do you need?
I was just thinking to myself when you said you'd not been to uni, we should send you back to uni. Yeah. I think it's a great idea. Get you a degree.
Yeah. What should I study? Think about that. We'll come back in a few moments' time. It is City Talk here at, it's Bloke Talk here at City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Bloke Talk airs every Saturday night from 8. You can hear it on Sundays as well, and you can also download it. I'm Duncan. Laura's here. Toby's here. And we're back in a few moments' time here at City Talk 105.9.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
It is Bloke Talk. I'm Duncan. Laura's here, demonstrating that she doesn't know how to use a computer. And Toby's here as well. And thank you very much for tuning in, or indeed downloading this. Well, what should I go and do at university then?
What's the point of
me going to university?
Well, I just think that it's
come away in debt with a more damaged liver than I probably
have. I think it's something that's quite fulfilling, really, isn't it?
Some people like to educate themselves.
I imagine that one day, now I've got no degree now, yeah. I imagine one day I might fancy having one. And I don't know, maybe you should do IT, as we've just discovered that you and Laura together are not the greatest
I wasn't in control of the
mouse. Gurus.
Well, we've got this website, haven't we? And we're trying to register you on it. And during the break, we had to do something, and Laura took an age to do it.
It was the computer was being slow, not me.
Yeah, but you did that typical female thing. If it's not working, so press the button a load more times, and all it does is make it worse.
I know.
My dad's a bit like that, actually. It's not just females. My dad does that. Right? Yeah. Presses double clicks on things he should only single click on, and I'm telling him that it's going to take him double the time, but he refuses to.
I lost my temper the other night in the flat, because we got this flat, and it's got a TV in the flat. It's got Freeview, got a Freeview box, and too many remotes. Why can't it all just work off one remote?
You can buy one of those remotes.
Well, I haven't got one of those. I've got three. So I put the telly on, and you put it into a channel, and then you basically get the Freeview remote, and I was trying to like click it through, because I wanted to watch Dave. The TV channel.
Good
I
channel.
Love Dave. Dave's great.
Good
Dave
channel.
Requires very minimum effort. And I couldn't. And I was without the telly for a whole evening.
Just because you couldn't get Dave on?
I couldn't. And someone had to come back and fix it.
Who fixed it? You mean your wife?
Well,
or your four-year-old daughter?
Yeah, my four-year-old. This is Lily, come here. Program the video. So are we going to do this description of my single friend now? Do you want to do that now? Because we need to give a description.
Sure,
I think we probably
don't.
Should. Well, no, I like to think of it as a cooperative. What do you think? Laura, let's
do
it.
All
right, so we've done this. It's my single friend. And what we need to do is we need to kind of like, we tick the boxes. We need to give a description of my single friend.
Yeah.
All right, so you're a woman, okay? I'm not. So we need to kind of write this in the style that's good for females and ladies. So what do you reckon? Toby is a really good bloke.
Okay.
Is that good?
I don't like that as a start.
I've written a few notes.
Oh, you've done it. Okay, what are your notes say, honey?
I've written a traditional gent with a modern twist.
Beautiful.
I like that.
That makes you sound like a dish
That's
you get
fantastic.
In a gastropub.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
A what? A traditional bloke.
Traditional gent with a modern twist.
That's brilliant.
I think that's a good start.
I like that.
Yeah. Go on, what else have you written down?
Well, I've just written a few... you know, a few describing.
Well, how have you read them out? What are they?
Oh, kind, fun, intelligent, caring, knows how to treat a lady, charming, outspoken.
Sometimes says the wrong thing.
Plays the French horn.
Plays the French horn.
You see, how big a selling point that
in? Yes, why have you bothered putting
it? It makes you sound interesting. It makes you sound different.
That I've told since I've been here in Liverpool. Yeah. I've just laughed when I've said I play the French horn.
I'm going to show my ignorance. French horn is which one?
It's brass.
Is it a really
gold,
long one?
Really, really curly, and you sort of stick your hand up the back of it, and it goes behind you.
I think you should put that on the description thing, because that's a really useful skill set to have.
Right, well, come on then. You've come up with the next sentence.
Right, a traditional gent with a modern twist.
Actually, I won't put an exclamation mark.
No, that makes it sound insincere. A traditional gent with a modern twist.
Toby
is a one-off with a cutting edge.
What does that even mean?
They're going to be queuing up, mate. You're going to need a turnstile on your
brilliant.
Flat door after this.
Should we talk about what
I
you
think,
do for
I
a
think
living?
I think you mean a saloon door, don't
Toby
you?
Toby is a one-off with a cutting edge.
Must be seen to be believed.
Must be seen
exclamation
to be
mark.
Yeah. Okay. A professional.
Yeah, sorry, I'm not a very fast typer either.
You don't, it's only one F.
And you need to spell it right.
And you're a journalist as well.
I know how to spell.
A professional.
Yeah, but you have to remember, on radio, Duncan, you don't need to spell
professional.
Right.
A professional.
a professional loser. Oh, I'm only joking.
A professional man. He works long hours.
To a struggling. Yeah, no. That's it. Be prepared to be single for quite a lot longer.
A professional man.
I think something like who knows how to
treat a lady.
Treat a lady well.
Yeah.
Or treat a lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knows how to treat a lady?
A professional man who knows how to treat a lady. Yeah.
And then I think we're just whacking loads of adjectives now.
All right.
Just go on.
Well, what would you use to describe him? He's intelligent, isn't he?
Intelligent.
Wow.
Witty.
I'm gonna walk away with the biggest head you've ever heard. Egotistical.
Yeah.
Egotistical. Oh, no.
Because that wipes out the first two.
No, I'm
so
joking.
So intelligent, witty.
In fairness, I actually
stimulating,
am a bit
stimulating, stimulating.
Yeah,
is a
stimulating.
Great word. Stimulating. And original. No.
I am quite original.
Intelligent, witty, stimulating, and
fun.
And fun. And fun. Toby.
Yeah.
Toby is the kind of man
a
Merseyside woman can only dream of. Hey, guess who worked in marketing for 10 years? Huh? I'll get the cliches out there.
Yeah.
Toby is the kind of man a Merseyside woman can only dream of.
You're like the proverbial car salesman that you'd never buy a car from.
Should we start writing about his interests?
Yeah. New paragraph.
Yep.
Yeah. Interests include. Watches.
Oh, you can't put that as a first thing.
Brackets.
You can't.
Buying and wearing.
You can't put that in.
Why not?
Yeah,
that
come on.
That makes me sound like
a
rubbish thing to be interested in.
Well, it is. Well, you're interested in it.
No, but it's rubbish thing for like other... Nobody
the French
else.
Horn.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Interests include watches, buying and wearing, the French horn.
Playing
and listening.
Playing.
What else was he doing with it?
Listening. I like listening to the French
playing
horn.
Grade 8 standard.
It kind of suggests you might do something else.
You can't put that in.
What did you do last night at a quiet evening with the French horn? You can't remove playing.
And remove grade 8 standard. It doesn't matter.
Oh, no.
Plus, in fairness, I hardly ever play the French horn anymore. I haven't played for ages.
No,
I don't think you should put the French horn.
Okay, what about...
All right, calm down.
What about...
Yeah. Watches, brackets,
don't
buying
put
and
watches
wearing.
First,
classical... Classically trained musician?
No.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you are, aren't you?
Well, yes, I am, but I don't really do that much.
Does that make you
anymore?
Sound a bit poncy, though?
I don't really do that much anymore.
No.
Plus, watch it. Please don't put watches
put it in and we'll move it around.
Okay, we'll move it around. Don't worry.
Interests include watches, buying and wearing. Well, you should do something about your horn.
No, you shouldn't.
What about?
Because it's not really that much of an interest
anymore.
Okay, how
about cycling? You like cycling?
I do quite like
cycling.
Yeah.
So, what can we say?
I like socialising and
mountain
going out
biking
with my friends.
Might make him sound a bit harder. Well,
I'm not
saying socialising is boring though. That's
but
like
that's what
a
I do like to do.
CV
I really
filler.
Do like to do to socialise. I like being with people.
Well, we're filling this in for you.
Yeah. Well, but I'm giving you some tips. Some
hints. But we don't like.
Yeah, well, we can write that on your own. But
this is looking great, Tobes.
What are you buying and wearing? Cycling. What about a broad spectrum of music? From rock to classical.
Oh, my goodness me.
Well, that's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that true or not, Toby?
Mate, I'll tell you what, you're gonna be thanking us because you are going to get so many good-looking Merseyside ladies.
From rock to classical.
Where would you take them on your first date? Have you thought about it? Where would you go?
I'll
ask Fred this if we ever get him on the air, but where would you go?
I don't know. It depends what sort of person that I think that they are from their profile, of course.
Yeah.
If they're up for something a bit mad, I don't know, like... I'd be up for sort of something a bit crazy like ice skating or something.
Is an ice skating
something a bit mad like that.
Trying anything new.
Yeah, that
yeah,
makes
I
you
do
sound,
try
yeah.
anything
okay.
new. Yeah.
What else do we need to say?
I said he likes
no,
sports.
Remove the exclamation mark because that makes him sound
like a
swinger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something
swinger.
Dodgy. That kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not a swinger.
I'll try the thing once.
Can we put not interested in swinger?
What would you like me to wear?
I'll cut and paste this watches.
Yeah.
So I'll put this watches further down the list.
Yeah, cut.
cut and we'll put it
now,
after.
Now, by doing that, his first interest is cycling. And that just makes him sound a bit kind of...
Surely cycling comes under sports.
A beardy weirdy.
Yeah, but I meant you like watching sports.
Okay.
This is looking good, okay? Quite big on the old
This is what...
Sport.
Do we need anything else? Okay. A traditional gent with a modern twist. Toby is a one-off with a cutting edge. Must be seen to be believed! Exclamation mark. A professional man who knows how to treat a lady. Intelligent, witty, stimulating and fun. Toby is the kind of man a Merseyside woman can only dream of. Interests include a broad spectrum of music, from rock to classical, sports, cycling, watches, buying and wearing, and trying anything new.
I know that I know this might sound a bit boring, but do we not have to put in somewhere that this person is going to be subjected to us recording them?
I think they need to know that. We'll just ask them. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Okay, that's great. Are we happy with that? Do we need anything else?
I don't think we need to put a big long thing.
Because I'm getting bored now. My single friend is looking for male, female, age between...
my future wife and you're
20?
Now listen, you can choose. It's very important. We should spend some time on this. Ages between, it starts at 18. And just out of interest, what does it go up to? Take the little thing down, right down the bottom. 80.
Right. I don't really want an 80-year-old.
Age between
80 and above.
75 and 80. Oh, that would just be wrong.
Okay, 20?
How old are you?
I'm 24. Yeah, that's the third time you've asked me that during this show.
You've got to broaden your horizons
here,
remember.
It's very strong beer. I think... Why don't you... Because I'm married to an older woman. I honestly, seriously suggest, my wife is 7 years older than me. You can never... I've been out with older women as well. Trust me. Once you've been there, you never go back.
Right.
Go for an older woman.
21. Age between.
Oh,
21. No, it's between.
Yeah.
21. And I think I'd go to 26.
I think we should go for 30.
That shows you to be really shallow.
I don't want a 30.
What do you mean you don't want a 30?
You just want
year old.
Some young gal to patronise, don't
no,
you?
No, I don't.
A 30-year-old could be the one.
I actually don't want a 30-year-old.
Well,
why don't you say age between 25 and 35?
No way. I'm not having someone definitely older than me.
All right, age between... Well, you're putting 21 and 30.
I don't want a 30-year-old,
All right, let's compromise.
I will refuse to go on a date
28.
With a 30. No.
You refuse to go on a date?
26.
All right, 6. Put in 26.
That's pathetic.
Are you the only child?
No.
Are you the youngest child?
Yes.
Thought so. Right, okay. So petulant. I'm not doing it. Shan't go. 28. No. Right. How did I hear about my single friend? From a friend. Beautiful. Oh, we have to redo the photo. All right, listen, it's Bloke Talk, and it's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. That's cool. Let's pause it there for a second.
Yep.
You know, let's keep our powder dry. So we've done the tick boxes as to the kind of bloke we think he is.
Yeah.
We've done a description of
him. A great description. Watches, buying and wearing.
Yeah.
That's my favourite bit.
That's good. I wanted to mention something, which is, you like your gadget. Are you a gadget man?
Yeah, very much so.
You're not interested, are you? You're a woman.
I'll just sit back.
That was a dreadfully sexist thing to say. But women don't mind, do they? I mean, I'm not really a gadget man. I'm looking at mobile phones here. And I've got mine here, which is a very, very simple... I don't even know who's made it. It's them. And look at that, it's thin.
It's them.
Thin. Very thin.
Yeah, though. Very thin. Yeah.
Do you know why I've got this?
Because it's thin.
That's the only reason I've got this.
My dad has got a watch purely because it's thin.
I love it, because it's thin.
That. Men must really like thin things.
I'm not remotely interested in the camera.
No.
Okay, I take pictures of my little gal on there occasionally, but thin. Text, phone, it's great. I love this because it's thin. And what's come out, and if you're a bloke and you're listening to this, what? I like it because it's thin. Look, at least I'm honest about it.
Because it goes into your pocket easily.
Yeah, it's not clunking around. You'll be able to, you're young.
Yeah.
You know the old iPhone that's out from Apple?
Yeah.
There's this new one out, which is called the G1 Google phone.
Mm.
Have you seen it?
Not only have I seen it, I've not been out and tried one, but I did watch the keynote speech when they introduced it on the internet.
Just out of interest, who made the keynote speech?
A guy from T-Mobile, an American guy from T-Mobile.
All right. I mean, I'm not going to go...
Not all of it. I've only watched some of it.
Yeah.
How long was it?
I don't know how long the whole thing was. I've seen
But this
just
thing's
a
mini computer. Look, you slide the screen back and it's got a QWERTY keyboard.
Mm, and it's fully touch screen. And
why would you want that?
And it's got a brand new internet browsing system on it. And...
Yeah.
Just get a computer.
When was the... Have you got internet access on your existing mobile?
I can do, yes.
Oh, you've not used it?
I have used it, yeah.
What did you use it for, just out of interest?
I tend to use it mainly to find out football scores.
Yeah, yeah. Have you got internet on yours?
Yeah.
Ever use it?
Yeah, I go on Facebook.
On your mobile?
Yeah, go on Facebook, go on Sky News. Do everything. Emails.
Oh, I feel like I'm missing out. Last time I used
Your phone will do it.
I know, because my tyre went pop and I found the quick fit.
There you go.
Yeah.
I found the quick fit in Egbert. It was great. I was really impressed.
Well done.
Yeah.
You're not missing out at all.
Yeah, well, I know, but you don't use it that often, do you? Because it costs a fortune.
Mine's free.
So this what is it worth? Toby, these G1 things, are they any good?
I don't know. It's not out till November, so nobody knows yet whether it's any good. But it's going to be the rival to the iPhone, which I find quite strange because Google have got loads of these functions that they've put exclusively onto the iPhone.
Yeah.
And now they're bringing out their own phone. So are they going to take them off the iPhone? And
What about the BlackBerry?
BlackBerry's completely different. BlackBerry is specifically for emails. Laura's getting really
bored. Isn't
that
a phone as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
But the idea of the BlackBerry, because you get the QWERTY keyboard on it, is that it's a phone that you really use your push emails on.
Yeah.
This is so exciting.
What was the last gadget you bought then?
I don't have gadgets.
You must have a gadget.
You must have something that can be described as a gadget.
Yeah, what gadget have
you got? Your phone could be described as a gadget.
Yeah, phone. That'll do.
Was that the last gadget you bought?
Yeah.
What gadgets do you own?
Phone.
Yeah.
Computer.
I've got a really old computer.
Yeah.
Struggling here, isn't she? I could reel you off a list of gadgets I own.
Nothing. What would you like as a gadget?
Nothing.
What's the matter with you?
I don't like them.
How about a George Foreman lean, mean grill machine?
I wouldn't mind one of them.
I'd quite like one of them, actually.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind one of them.
Well, there you are. We got somewhere. That'd be great.
They're all right, but you have to clean all the fat out afterwards.
No, it dribbles out.
Would you make like the noise of the animal that you were cooking at that particular moment?
Yeah, let's do that.
I don't really eat meat.
I can do a good grill machine impression.
I don't really eat much meat.
Okay, so let's say what would you, if you were gonna have a grill machine, okay, I'll do the grill machine noise. You like making your animal noises. What would you have?
No.
What steak would you have? Chicken, turkey steak.
I don't eat steaks. I don't really eat meat.
That's a turkey.
You do eat bits.
Cow.
I've cooked chicken before.
Lamb.
He's had bits of chicken before with me, so.
All right. Humour me, because I've had a really rough week. All right, so.
I don't really
decide.
Do animal noises
when
I'm sort of cooking on my own.
Only when you're talking to your boyfriend.
Well, I haven't got a boyfriend.
When you used to. Get an animal noise. Just give me an animal noise.
No, I don't want to.
Go on, I'll do the.
Psh. No.
Laura's not in a good
mood
this week.
I don't like being told to perform.
Oh dear.
Oh, you're not good. Right then, we're going to get one of these then. We're going to get. Do you think we can get one free? Moving on. Right. Okay.
You wouldn't know what to do with it.
No, I wouldn't. I'd have to ask my nephew, who's 11. I want to come back in a few moments' time because we need to finish this. This is Sarah Beeny's dating thing, and we need to register Toby fully.
Yeah.
Laura, you're in charge of this. You've been filling it out. Do you reckon we can do it before the end of the show?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Barring technical hitches.
We'll do that. I've got another great survey from askmen.com that I might start this week. I might leave it till next week. It's all about dating.
You love that website.
I love it.
You?
It's a great website. Mm. And there are lots of things on there about dating. And actually, but I might do it. Might hang it over till next week. But we will definitely do this great article that appeared in The Guardian. Yeah,
were reading The Guardian? That's
last
very,
weekend,
very highbrow of
there's
you.
A guy by the name of Adam Bolton, and he's the political editor of Sky News, and his memoirs have come out, and they're doing excerpts of it, and there's this really interesting bit about who you'd rather go down the pub with, Tony Blair or Gordon Brown.
Ooh.
So I want to do that. You're listening to Bloke Talk, and so on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
This is a man's world!
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
But it would be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
It is Bloke Talk. Thank you for staying with us. I'm Duncan. Laura's here. Toby's here as well. I must just mention, because you could be listening to this on Saturday. And if you are, I hope you're having a nice evening. If it's Sunday, hope your weekend's gone well. And increasingly, I find this quite amazing. I actually believe more and more people are downloading this and, you know, podcasting it than maybe listening at the weekend. Because I get emails in from people saying, I was doing this whilst I was listening to you and stuff. So if you are the increasing number of people who's kind of downloading it, then thank you very much indeed. And it's good to know you're there. I was going to mention something about that. Oh, yeah, Facebook. Mm. We have I looked last night, haven't looked today. We had 11 new members since last week.
I think I can explain that.
For the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society.
You can explain it?
Yeah, because they're all your mates, aren't they, Harms?
Yeah.
What's all that about?
I invited a load of my friends.
Do they actually listen?
I'll tell you what, some of them are really fit.
Really?
I've got loads of
are they from around Liverpool?
Is that one who works as a solicitor or was a lawyer?
That's probably... A solicitor?
No.
Might they join Sarah Beeny's online dating site?
Possibly.
Have I got a lawyer friend?
There is one woman who's very professional, very austere looking, but actually quite attractive.
I've got two accountant friends.
There's an accountant, yeah. What are their names?
Gemma and Lindsay. They were the two that came on holiday with me.
Lindsay. Lindsay.
You should have just seen Duncan's face, Laura. He turned away from my Laura and gave
yeah,
me a
she's a very
face.
Sexy lady.
I thought so.
Is she the one that you didn't know before
Lindsay
you went
and
away,
I had
or the one
quite
that you did know?
Last night. What?
Is it Laura went away with one that she didn't know and yeah. one that she did? Is
I
she
knew
the one
them
that you,
both. But
yeah, but the one you knew
I've
better.
I've known Lindsay for years.
You went away with two accountants.
Yeah, it was God. Wild.
They're quiet, aren't they? I always say it's the quiet ones. Yeah, tell me about Lindsay, just very quickly.
She lives in Leeds. She's 26 years old. Yeah. She works for one of the big four accountancy firms.
We should have a job short.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's well, the end of that.
Well, you tell her that, but I don't think she will.
No. Well, not because she's not any good. It's just they're all getting rid of the bankers, aren't they?
They won't get rid of her.
Okay. She's not a banker?
I don't know exactly what she does. I don't understand accountancy. And she got a first in her degree.
Oh.
One of the only people I knew that got a first.
Out of my league. Tell me something interesting about Lindsay.
Maybe you should do accountancy so you can...
Oh, that would be great.
She's got a wheat intolerance.
Her. What? No bread?
Yeah, she can't
eat... No beer?
No, yeah, no, she can't have that either.
Imagine no beer. We'd
There's
be a mess on Bloke Talk
have.
With our Vimptos.
Yeah.
She has to eat... Sometimes she eats wheat-free pasta and wheat-free bread.
Yeah.
That's quite an interesting thing.
It's not, is it? It's a bit boring, let's be honest. High-maintenance girlfriend. Want to go out for a meal, can't eat this, can't get that, can't have beer.
Sometimes she's naughty and eats bread.
I bet she doesn't talk like that.
Funny, I met someone the other day who can't drink wine.
Ooh.
What, a grape intolerance?
And no, it's something really bizarre, but she does it because she likes wine. Yeah. And her lips go up like Mick Jagger. So she makes this decision at some point in the evening she's going to drink wine.
Trout pout.
But also makes a decision she's going to spend the next 4 hours with a trout pout. And I was quite fascinated by this because she said it's great because the only way I can kind of relax with men is to have a glass or two of wine. And then, of course, all those are... And then the lips appear.
Do their lips look quite nice?
Or has she gone for a bit of a Leslie Ash look?
Yeah. I didn't study them in great detail. Anyway, Bloke Talk, the Appreciation Society. Well, you'd rather pop my balloon. Because over the last week, I reckon 11 people have joined.
Yeah, they're all my
friends. How many? Are they all your friends?
As far as I know, I haven't seen who's joined, but I did invite about 40 people, so...
Good grief. If you want to get
involved... Yeah, it's still getting more people listening. They have.
Are they listening? I think it's fair if they
listen. Some of my friends listen. I have to mention Amy down in Cardiff.
It's not a request show.
No, but she listens on her podcast as she walks into work.
People do this.
She listens on her MP3 player as she walks into work.
I just want to say one thing. If you're listening to this and you're actually listening to it as it goes out live... on 105.9 FM or on DAB Digital Radio, can you email me, duncan@citytalk.fm, because I'm increasingly absolutely convinced that most of the people listen to this on a podcast.
Yeah,
if you don't listen to this on a podcast, please email me during the week and tell me where you listen to it conventionally. Not because, you know, because I think technology, I said this before, is great. And I love the fact that no matter where you are, you can listen to this now. But the more people who get in contact are not people who are kind of like, you know, driving on a Saturday night, listening on a Sunday afternoon when it goes out. You know, they're kind of downloading it automatically and then saving it when they do something.
Well, let's face it, people are busy on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
I'm not telling them not to listen.
X Factor's on.
Family Fortunes. No, we can't compete with the X Factor.
Casualty.
Yeah.
It's all going on. You wait until you have kids. So what does Amy do?
She's just finishing off a PhD.
Yeah. And she listens to this doing what? Walking where?
She walks as she walks into uni to go and do her PhD.
It'll be really good. One way, maybe we could do this as a Christmas special. We can find out all of the people who listen to Bloke Talk when it's a podcast or an MP3 thing or whatever. Then we can phone them all up. We'll get them to phone us when they're doing whatever they're doing when they listen to us. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
It could be interesting.
Go, hello, I'm Amy from Cardiff. I'm walking down the street now. I've just gone past the
bank.
Do you know what I find interesting?
A friend of mine specifically sits down for an hour to listen to us and doesn't do anything while he's doing it. He specifically, and he has the most expensive headphones you've ever heard of in the entire world.
Is he single?
Yes, I think he is. But that's what he does. He actually, each week he likes it so much, he sits down and listens to us.
Into sci-fi, is he?
I don't think so, no. Plays the French horn, though.
Got an Xbox?
That explains
no, I don't think he does, actually.
What's his name?
His name's Stuart.
Hello, Stuart.
Hello.
Stuart.
He does that.
Why did you put on that girly voice?
Hello, Stuart. He's single.
That's one step away from a lion, isn't it?
Have we put the wrong person on this dating website?
No, I don't want to date.
Do you not? What do you want to do?
I'm bitter and twisted.
Are you?
Yeah, I just want to be on my own.
Would we have been allowed to put that in your profile?
Yeah. Laura, bitter and twisted.
Yeah, well, I think it's fair.
Could be a bit of a bunny
it's
boy.
It's only fair that I've had you describe me. Why shouldn't I describe you?
Yeah, do your bunny noise.
I haven't got... The bunnies don't make a noise.
They just wobble their noses.
Anyway, we must just tell people we've done all of this, haven't we? Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to submit it. It then goes on the website. You need to respond to what we said about you.
Okay.
Okay, and there's no point in you saying it's all wrong, because if that's
no,
what you're doing...
No, I don't think it is all wrong.
So you respond, and by this time next week, you will be up and running. Toby Gillis, my single friend. It's on the website, okay? Your profile, your picture will be there.
I think
there.
It'll be up and running by the end of the show, to
I'm
be
gonna speak,
I'll sort it out.
I'm going to speak to Fred. Fred tells me that he's going to sort us out, okay?
Yeah.
So you're able to get emails from the people.
Wow.
And that's the next month's worth of shows sorted, because all we'll do is we'll come in with your pile of emails from all of these lovely women across Merseyside.
We're making assumptions.
And we'll go, Jessica...
We're making assumptions that people are going to be interested in me, of course.
24, has her own teeth.
Yeah. I think. Can I just
Doesn't
say, if people make the effort to reply, I think you should just go for it, man. Yeah.
And you're going to have to tell them. You're going to have to say to them, look, you
I
know,
can't go on every date if I
think you should go on. I mean, I don't think you'll get that many.
You're going to have to say you work on this radio show, because
we do have to let people know, don't we? We do have to let people know.
Didn't we say we was going to record it?
Well, if they're comfortable with that, a lot of girls will find that weird.
I think the thing for us to do is... Let them know in advance that, you know, obviously part of this, as much as I am
I
up
think,
for it,
I've got
they
an
do
idea
need to know in advance.
You're absolutely right, and Jonathan, our producer, is very good at this, but I just want to approach this not from a legal point of view, but from a female perspective point of view. Mm. And I think I'm right in saying that if Toby was straight up with them, pardon the expression, immediately about what he's doing with the radio...
Yeah.
A woman would appreciate that, than maybe finding out later.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah. I think we need to let them know in advance. And then perhaps I think that maybe we go on the date, and then maybe say an hour in or so, once we've got our first impressions, somebody could come along and record our opinions. What do you reckon? Our first impressions. And then maybe after the date, we could phone the girl. Not me, obviously. Someone else could phone the girl and find out what she thought.
If the girl didn't want to have the date recorded, we could still ring her up afterwards. In fact, I'll probably do that, to be honest.
Do you know what? I think that's a better idea. What we do is we say, look, you're seriously single, all right, and you are looking for someone.
That is all true, yeah.
But we have done this, and you do this radio show, and what we'd like to do is, after the date, is phone you up and ask you how you think it went.
I'll do that.
Agreed?
Yeah, I'll be
agreed. You see, it's cooperative here. Motion carried. Good. Right, now, Brown versus Blair. I'm fascinated by this. I like politics. I think a lot of politics are boring, but I like what's happening here. There's a guy called Adam Bolton, and he's the political editor of Sky News. He's got a memoir out, and I read this in The Guardian during the week, and it just got me thinking. I know it's a very simple thing, because Blair and Brown are both blokes, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to vote for them. And this is very interesting. He did this whole thing, and he basically calls it the pub test. And I won't read everything that was in The Guardian, but the whole thing is this kind of thrust about they ask people who might vote who they'd like to have a drink with down the pub. Opinion pollsters attempting to discover which of Blair and Brown struck the public as the most normal often ask this question: who would you most like to have a drink in the pub with? Unlike most of those interviewed, I've had the chance to compare the two men's pubmanship at first hand. So it's Tony Blair
been
and
to
Gordon
the pub
Brown.
With, but imagine actually going to the pub with one of them.
This is great. And ultimately, I want to ask you what you would rather do, because I read this and I was surprised by what Bolton wrote, okay? Visiting the Duke of Wellington in Southampton with Blair during the 1997 general election campaign was a rather dislocated experience. We had just broadcast a live interview from the smart new hotel near the harbour in which Blair was based, and Alistair Campbell, because he was a spin doctor, had said we should all have a drink. Blair was ready to order some wine from room service, but Campbell said he wanted to go to a real pub. Mm-hmm. Campbell was pleased that, in spite of the modernisation of the area, the pub retains an authentic working-class dockside feel. It was quite early on a summer's evening. The pub was far from packed, but the barman was playing rock music at a deafening volume. We could scarcely lose face and turn back, so we shouldered up to the bar, Blair perhaps looking the least enthusiastic of the party. I asked him what he wanted to drink, and I would swear that I heard him say, "A Guinness, please." After several shouted inquiries, I managed to order him half a pint of Guinness. Initially, conversation was impossible, music was too loud, and the attempts of our party to get the volume lowered threatened to turn into a who-do-you-think-you-are confrontation with the landlord. Things only got worse when they realised who Blair was, most likely Prime Minister in a couple of weeks' time. Suddenly, the music was cut to an embarrassed mutterings of, "Is it really you?" The entire bar staff and regulars lined up to shake Blair's hand to ask for his autograph. As soon as we decently could, both political and press parties pleaded pressure of work and skulked back to the hotel. So that was Blair in a pub, all right? And I read that, and I was quite surprised, because I thought, and you two are journalists, you've got a very valid opinion here, I thought Blair would be the kind of man rolling up the arm sleeves of his kind of like shirt, showing his arms, taking an order, ordering a round at the bar. Do you know what I mean? I just get that impression. Hi, what would you like?
You see, I agree with you, but I think that in fairness to Blair, he was in a very awkward situation there because he wasn't yet the Prime Minister. He knew that it was a distinct possibility that he was going to become the Prime Minister. And actually, probably what he needed to do was to go and be alone. And he was probably had his mind completely elsewhere. I think it was unfair to judge him on that one particular venture
fully.
To a pub.
Drinking with Brown was a much less agonising experience. During the dead days, one early January evening, some colleagues and I looked for consolation in the Marquis of Granby. You'll find it off Smith Square in Westminster. This time, too, the pub was just half full, and as we walked through the door, we noticed Brown and his party 10 yards away at the end of the bar. Evidently, Brown had visited the pub of his own free will. Journalists and politicians often find themselves sharing watering holes, and the general convention is to live and let live. Brown was no particular friend of ours. We would move off to our own corner once we got our drinks, but he wasn't having that. He came down the bar, greeted us by name, asked about our Christmases, and insisted on buying a round. We stood around chatting normally as the pub filled up and more arrivals joined our group. For what it was worth, Brown was at ease in the pub with a random group of people around him. Blair wasn't. Now, you see, if I was a betting man, I would have put money on
the other
fact
way around.
It was the other way around, and I read that, and I thought that was really interesting. Who would you rather go down the pub with?
I would have said Tony Blair before that. Yeah. But I think Gordon Brown comes from a much more sort of normal background, doesn't he? Probably more.
You do hear, whenever you hear political commentators who you know, have dealt with Brown in sort of, you know, non-work capacity, you do hear a lot of people say, actually, he really is this sort of passionate, just nice and normal bloke. Yeah. And I think perhaps that's part of the problem with him, is that we hear it all the time, but we never get to see it. And
you see, I don't think
maybe
we'd
be that much more popular
it.
If we
and
saw
and him. And I was thinking about this, and I actually thought, you see, what I like about, I mean, Blair, okay, spent a lot of time in educating in Edinburgh. Brown is a true Scot. I'm half Scottish, and I can tell you that you can't be a proper Scot unless you can hold court down the pub, all right?
Yeah.
I actually think a night out of Brown would be good. I think it would be a good night out.
Yeah, and that description of that Tony Blair thing, it's just like obsession with seeming to do the right thing, wasn't it? It was all about spin, you know, wasn't it?
And I'm contrasting that.
Let his guard down, let his hair down.
Exactly, and I'm contrasting this because we spent the last 7 days, you know, watching and listening to the Labour Party conference in Manchester, and, you know, a lot of people were wondering about Brown's speech and stuff. Got to be honest with you, I didn't think the speech was particularly exciting. But, you know, I kind of think if I had to decide who to go out for a pint with, previously, upon reading that account, you know, before that I would have said, yeah, Blair would be good. He'd be loading up the jukebox, you know, and kind of like choosing his classic rock. I think Brown's the bloke you want to go on a pub crawl with.
No, but
you want to go out for a beer with Brown.
If
you look at their current situations, Gordon Brown now wouldn't be able to let his hair down because he's under so much pressure.
Yeah.
Whereas Tony Blair would probably be quite a laugh now. Yeah. So I go for Blair now.
Yeah.
Does reading that in any way change your political view of him?
No. Well, you put me in a difficult position because during the week, you see, on my weekday show, we talk about politics a lot. I call Gordon Brown the Forrest Gump of UK politics. And I mean that. It is a bit harsh, but Forrest Gump is an intriguing character because whilst he seems a bit of a dither and is a bit slow, deep down there's a big heart there. Yeah, and that's what I kind of believe about Brown. And, you know, it doesn't change my political beliefs at all because I genuinely believe that Brown is kind of like, he's got a handicap, and the handicap is not his glass eye. The handicap is the fact that he is constantly going to be compared to Tony Blair. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Tony Blair was quite a performer. Let's round off bloke talk in a less serious way, okay? Because we talked about Blair, we talked about Brown. Who would you most like to go down the pub with and have a pint with? Nothing dodgy. We're not talking about sexual or going out anything else.
Well,
just going out for a beer with.
That way. Tony Blair.
Well, no, just you can have anyone. Not just these two, anyone.
Oh, I thought you meant.
I moved it on. I'm developing it. It's evolving.
Tony Blair.
To move it on.
What? Who would I most like to go to the pub with?
Yeah. Yeah, have a pint with someone famous, someone kind of untouchable. I mean, it's never going to happen in real life, let's be
a
honest.
Man. So.
Well, man, woman, animal. What do you want?
I'll ask Toby first. Oh, I can't think.
I think. Brad
Elvis.
Pitt.
Elvis and Brad Pitt.
Prince, actually. Prince.
Prince!
I would go to the pub with
served.
Prince.
He wouldn't get served.
He's too low below
Prince.
The bar.
His head would
can't
be level
see.
With the bar.
No, I would.
Well, he'd have to lift him up.
He'd wear his...
Coke, please!
He'd wear
him back now.
He'd wear his stilettos. It'd be fine.
Was it you who saw him in concert?
Yeah, three times last summer.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Was it this year or last
three
year?
Three times last summer.
Yeah, I was reading about it. Was
Absolutely
it good?
Absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I've got a very quick second or two.
Yeah, fire on.
A couple of weeks ago, I saw Stevie Wonder in concert as well.
Did you?
Yes.
No, I bet that was good.
Absolutely love Stevie Wonder. Wouldn't go again to that. And having seen Prince three times, I'd go again and again and again.
What was the matter with the Stevie Wonder?
He was a bit too political. Made us all try and chant about Barack Obama. And
well, what did he ask you to chant? He likes him, does he?
Yeah, he likes him. And he was trying to get us to chant Obama.
Did you refuse to?
Yes, I did. And he told me he loved me far too many times. He clearly doesn't love me. He loves the fact that I've given him lots of money. And frankly, you know, brilliant. His songs, superb. Performer, superb. Didn't like all the political stuff. Prince is far and away better.
That doesn't mean you should go down the pub with Prince.
No, I'm not. I'm not. We're not
Prince in a pub.
I'd love to go to the pub with Prince.
You'd get laughed out, wouldn't you?
It'd be brilliant. It would be absolutely brilliant.
And maybe,
he's got such charisma. And people want to be around that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think he'd be a bit strange on a night out.
All right, so night out for a pint with Prince. Yeah. And who did you say? Elvis?
Yeah.
Why?
He'd have some tales to tell.
And you think Prince wouldn't?
I think Elvis would be a laugh.
Do you?
Yeah.
In between the kind of, what was it used to have? You used to have the peanut butter and jam deep fried sandwiches.
Yeah.
That and a pint of heavy. Lovely.
Meatloaf. Some meatloaf. That's what I used to like eating, meatloaf.
I think for me it would have to be Janet Street Porter.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Duncan. No way.
I think you'd have a great
of
night
all
out.
The
JSP.
People
she could cook you. She could cook you something
JSP
to eat.
JSP would be
superb. Some horse or whatever. But
right, listen, we've run out of time for the AskMen.com dating survey. We'll do that next week. We'll come back next week and we'll talk about your dating because hopefully we'll be in a far better place. You might have even had some emails from people who want to go out on a date with you. So, Toby, thank you.
Thank
Laura,
you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm Duncan and this has been Bloke Talk, courtesy of City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool.
Listen, and log on to the Voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.